This entire volume, I have tried my best to add audio cues wherever I can to enhance a point that I'm trying to make or add some sort of comedic element to it. And after sitting with this show for a few days now, I realized I can't do that here. So I'm going to play this one as straightforward as I possibly can. There may be a few fumbles or jokes that come from me, but this kind of is going to require both of our full attention. So just bear with me and hear me out. Hello. Welcome to the Home for Anime. I'm your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie. And I recently watched an anime called Sound of the Sky. And more than any anime in recent memory, Sound of the Sky has inspired a change in me that I can't necessarily explain because I don't understand it myself. But the past few days, I've walked around and I can't describe this feeling in me. So I'm compelled to talk about this show to maybe figure that out. But also, I just really enjoyed it. I mean, it immediately made my favorites list, which I'm sure you've heard me say before on this volume, but I mean, this show I think might have cracked my top 10s list of shows, period. And for good reason. I know I've said recently that a lot of shows have made my favorites list, but this is just on an entirely different level because I don't have many pieces of media that make me ruminate on not just my existence, but also humanity as a whole. And I've covered a show called Humanity Has Declined. And I didn't even think about it as much then as I am now with Sound of the Sky. But what is Sound of the Sky about? Sound of the Sky is essentially about this girl named Kanata who joins the military because she wants to become a bugle player. And to that end, she gets sent to the 1121st Platoon of the Helvetian Army at a clock tower fortress in the city of Sais. There, she ends up meeting four characters who act as her, I guess you could say, bunk mates. She has Noel, Rio, Felicia, and Kureha. Now, this show is very much seen as one of those cute girls doing cute things anime. And it is that pretty much the entire show. But it's also labeled as an iyashike, and I can tell you, I think that it is an iyashike for an entirely different purpose than I initially thought. I thought that the calming effect was going to be, this is just a show that's gonna relax me as I watch it every episode. And that was not the case. This is very much another post-apocalyptic anime, which for some reason I just happen to keep finding. I have a Blu-ray of Sound of the Sky that I got, I don't know how, and I don't know when, but I just had it, and then I said, huh, I'm cleaning off my shelves, and I said, this looks interesting. I don't even remember how many years ago I got it. So I just said, I'm going to watch it because this cover looks fascinating. And A1 Pictures absolutely delivered. It is an Iyashike. It's also a military drama. So the relaxation that you get is not going to be as straightforward as you think. However, the healing comes through, and the very end, and that's just a reflection that I have after watching. So I can see why, on the surface, my anime list may have given it that label, because that is what it's labeled as on my anime list, or one of the labels is Iyashike. And it might seem like a chill show at first, but after maybe 5 or 6 episodes, it just isn't anymore. But the healing comes after. At least it did for me. And really, these are cute girls doing cute things. And they're doing it against a artistic backdrop that is kind of not generic, but in keeping with art and landscapes from the late 2000s and early 10s, but in a very strange way. It does look the same, but it also plays into that post-apocalyptic setting very well, because there are going to be some very well-detailed buildings, streets, what have you. But what really should be looked at, and it took me a while to realize this, what about this is post-apocalyptic? And some of that is in some of the art that is kind of blink and you miss it-esque. Because there are some scenes where you see not necessarily decrepit houses, but houses that don't look like they've withstood the test of time. And I can't tell if they're new or old. And that is still sticking with me. I really don't know. So the art is good because you're focusing on these girls, and really the backdrop is kind of an afterthought until you go back and you say, well, some things actually aren't adding up. So let me rewind. Like, I actually had to rewind a few times to figure that out. And the art and the cute girls doing cute things, they're borderline deceptive, because together they work to make what could easily be grim turn into something light. It brings beauty to ultimately what could be considered a sad situation. Honestly, in terms of tone, it is reminiscent of Haibane Renmei. And I could say the same for maybe Girls Last Tour. This is kind of a mix of both of those, even though I don't always like comparing anime. I can say that because I enjoyed those two, I really felt that in this one, and maybe that's part of why I like it so much. Meditating on Haibane Renmei is something that I find myself doing constantly, and I can see myself doing the exact same with Sound of the Sky, and I'm quite happy to, because I really want to figure out what this changes in me. Now, the characters that I've laid out for you, the main five, they are archetypal. You know, you have your excited girl, you have your kind of hard-ass girl, you have your motherly type, your tsundere. Everyone very much when you first meet them, you're like, okay, I know where this is going. And then you remember, this is wartime. We don't know how long this war has been going on. We know that there are parts of the earth that are desolate. These girls must have seen something. What makes them who they are? And it's really fascinating to unpack that throughout the show because even by the 11th and 12th episode, we are still getting information on these five girls and what made them the way that they are. And usually, some shows stop developing their characters, you know, they'll put them on their hero's journey or whatever, and that's the development that they get. But we can see progression and regression. We can see how trauma and how clinging to hope has brought salvation to these five girls who are really just doing their best with what they're given. They take everything that is thrown at them and they strive in their microcosm to try and make a better place for their community and ultimately for themselves. But some of the backstories and the coping mechanisms that come with them are absolutely heartbreaking. Yet they still try so hard. And I think my favorite part is more than any show, movie, manga, light novel that I've talked about in the past 3 years that I've been doing this. No one character feels more important than the other. I know that Kanata is our main character, but I view all five of them as equally important to the narrative. And they all feel very human. They don't just feel like characters, they feel like fleshed out individuals in a very real and honestly scarily almost accurate, like this could easily happen based on how society is today, on the kind of world that could easily be ours. Obviously, there are some fantastical elements to it that make it, you know, fairy tale-esque, but it feels terrifyingly real. Music obviously plays a big part in Sound of the Sky. I mean, Sound of the Sky. And I don't know if I've told any of you this. My favorite opening of all time is for an anime that I have not finished, and it's been literally 3 years. I just can't do it for some reason. But the opening to Revolutionary Girl Utena, every time I listen to it, it gives me chills. I feel that just as much with Sound of the Sky's OP, whether it be the incredible visuals that scare me, that fascinate me, that make me. I mean, I shudder. I was afraid the first few times I saw this opening, but at the same time, the music is so captivating alongside the imagery that you ultimately figure out the meaning of more and more later on. They just go so well together, and the song is just absolutely beautiful. I mean, I have not heard many vocals like that one before, especially for an opening. Like, is this really how you're gonna start me off? And then I'm either met with severe cuteness or one of the most devastating things that I have seen in recent memory. Well, I guess so. the ending is actually kind of hilarious because, you know, it plays on that we're so cute, friendship is everything. But again, you've either given me something cute or something utterly devastating. So maybe I don't want to hear an upbeat, cheerful ending song about friendship and love. Sometimes it's actually quite jarring. But again, that's the deceit of Sound of the Sky. Everything feels like one big trick. And it kind of is, because of what it builds up to in its final episode. Which, there are plenty of shows that do that, but out of the ones that I've seen, none of them do it like Sound of the Sky did it. And part of that, a big part of why this is called Sound of the Sky, has to do with this incredible rendition of Amazing Grace. A lot of people are probably familiar with some chorus version of Amazing Grace that maybe you heard in church, or I know that analog horror is really big now, and for some reason that version of Amazing Grace from the 20s or the 30s from that one choir has been used quite frequently, which I think is a bit distasteful given the subject matter, but I can see how it would add to horror. So, you know, you take it for what it is, but I'm not a horror aficionado. There's something very telling about how no matter where these characters, not just our five main girls, but beyond that, no matter where anyone or everyone is, the horn rendition, and it's always just one wind instrument or brass. I don't know my music instruments very well, but a trumpet and a bugle, it's always either one or the other. They are the only ones, the only instrument that plays Amazing Grace. And everybody, no matter what, stops. They are awestricken. That is the only sound that fills the sky for a minute that feels like forever. And for whatever reason, I never wanted it to stop. When that song played, and I saw what felt like people just regaining some sort of consciousness or understanding their humanity and their fellow person a little bit better, I found that to be the most beautiful part of Sound of the Sky. How its use of music exemplifies our innate humanity. And maybe knowing that no matter who you are, there is that humanity somewhere. Maybe that is the change that I'm feeling, is being able to recognize that. And that's frustratingly beautiful. And with that being said, thank you, as always, for listening. I'm sorry that this ended on such a serious note, but I haven't been affected like this in a long time. all of my socials and the Patreon and everything. They can be found on my website, ouranimehome.com. I'll leave that link in the description. But I sincerely hope that you all take care. And remember that you are a person. No matter what, you are human. And you have to coexist with other humans. I wonder what that'll lead us to next. Okay. I'm out. Thank you.